Well, it's 5 o'clock. We can call a meeting to order. We don't need the approval of minutes, but we can sure look at them.
Yep.
Anybody got any questions about the minutes at all for last month, for May 16th? Boy, it's been a while. So if not, then we will get a recommendation for the board meeting at 6 o'clock.
I'll make that recommendation.
Okay. You have that recommendation. Lee makes the second recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And those all in favor would be aye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That went smooth. Now, how about the second quarter financial report? We'll ask that for a recommendation, but let's hear what we have.
So the quarter two report begins on page 5 with the year-to-date receipts and expenses. On page 6 and 7, it's our illustration of the cash and investment balances on June 30th. The CD portfolio at that time was at 4.65%, and there are 16 maturities left in 2023 in that CD list.
Wow.
Okay. Moving on to... let's see, where should we go? Page 8. Our year-to-date patron receipts have averaged about $10,300 for the first half of the year. Quarter 1 and quarter 2 is when our Minnesota Department of Revenue recovery payments are most active. So I would anticipate that patron receipts are going to be a little bit less for the remainder of the year, but still average between $8,000 and $9,000 each month. So you can also see where our interest revenue has rebounded very significantly and is doing very well. Like I say, we still have 16 maturities left in the year, and the magic liquid rate is back up to 5.12%. So
what was it, 5.12?
Yep, 5.12 it was on June 30th. So it's stayed right between 4 and 5 this
year. Magic came out. They became more competitive here in the last year, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. On page 9 and 10.
Randy, where are they at?
What's that, Magic? 5.12.
All right.
Yeah. On page 9 and 10 is where we move on to our year-to-date operating expenses as compared to last year. Personnel spending is on track and reflects the current hiring and turnover rates that the organization is experiencing. And year-to-date personnel expenses are 48.1% of the annual budget, which is right on track. And that was as of June 30th. Within the services and contracts line, that fifth line down, the patron contact services, this might be exceeded by year end, and the only reason I say that is there's been a price increase from the vendor due to the increased postage rates. This is the vendor that sends out our hold and billing notices to patrons for lost materials and late materials. And then also, this is the vendor that sends out phone notifications when books are ready to be picked up by patrons. On page 10, within the vehicle expense claims, I also anticipate that mileage reimbursement may also be exceeded. The organizational orientations and regional staff meetings have returned to in-person collaborations, so more staff members are traveling for these meetings throughout the region. And other than the fleet repairs and maintenance are right back where they should be after we updated those two vehicles, things are going well there. We don't have any wood to knock on, but things are going well. We'll have annual tire replacements on a couple of those vehicles. Two of them are done. I believe we have 2 left for the year. So.
Dumb question. Is staff on the clock when they're doing windshield time?
Usually. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of a situation where they wouldn't be.
Let's see. All other expense categories are right in line with regular spending. The library materials and the automation budgets are monitored by collection development and IT, respectively. So a lot of those expenses are cyclical and already budgeted, so they stay right within their guidelines. And At the bottom of page 10, you'll see that year-to-date operating spending is at 47.4% of the budgeted amount at the end of quarter two. And that's about 3% higher than it was in 2022, but reflective of the current market. So there are no surprises here. So page 11 and 12 are year-to-date fund balance spending illustrations, and that's where our grants and our gifts and donations are going. No surprises there either. And that's all I have. Did any of you have any questions?
Any questions, clarifications? Oh, that's your job.
You did a good job, Tuli. I don't see anything here that's out of whack, like you say, other than the mileage, but that's minimal anyway, in my opinion. So, yeah. Anything else? So then I'm going to ask for a recommendation to the full board to approve the second quarter financial report.
I can make that motion.
Right, I got a motion from Lee. I need a second.
I can do that.
All right, Ed will second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion care. Motion recommendation approved. All right, budget proposal. That's on page 12, 14, I think it is.
13, yep. Yeah. So the 2024 annual budget proposal begins on page 13, and that includes an overall increase of 1.54% to last year. The budget includes the Finance Committee's approval of using those additional reserves, and that amount was $40,711 to keep all signatories at a 0% increase or a reduced contribution for next year's budget. And that was passed in May by the committee. Tonight we're seeking budget approval to complete the budget process timeline. If there's any questions that you have, we're happy to answer them at this time. This is that final look with all those changes that have been the increased hours to St. Michael that was presented to you, I believe, in March, and then that May designation of additional reserves. So.
I'm sure the question will come up. Was there anything major that's changed between now and May? There wasn't really, was there?
No. We decided not to add in the increase in state funding because there's other things that are coming our way that we don't really know the dollar amount to. So.
So this is just what we received last year, the same amount.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions? If not, we're going to ask for a recommendation to approve the 2024 budget approval. I'll need a recommendation to the full board.
I'll move that.
Lee got the Lee, and then second, Ed. All right.
You can do that too, Randy.
I suppose I could. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Unassigned fund balance.
Okay, so on page 23, we have to follow financial chapter 19, the fund balance policy, that says that when reserves are used in a budget, it requires a spend down and recovery plan to be approved at that time. On page 24, you'll see both that 2022 spend down plan and the new 2024 plan illustrated, one on top of each other. The additional use of reserves will end in 2027, and the total amount that we'll be using from reserves for that is $90,586. Tonight, we're asking the committee to approve the new spending plan, and we're also asking that we combine it with the 2022 plan for simplification. If you look back on page 16 of that budget, on the revenue lines, you'll see where the unassigned fund balance surplus and then that unassigned fund balance cash reserves. What we'd like to do is combine those two plans right on that cash reserves line. So we would only have one line instead of having two.
Okay, just a little housekeeping?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. We could stretch the $40,000 over 7 years, but why would you do that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got one more coming.
She's not on finance, so.
No.
So this is going to ask, we're asking for a motion on this? No.
We are...
Right, I think we have to pass it.
Yep, you have to approve this.
We'll do it for that
aside. Because it has to be approved with that budget.
Well, I can move that.
I'll second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
And this is for recommendation to the full board?
Yep.
Yeah.
These are all recommendations.
I just want to make sure I know it right.
Good question.
We don't have a quorum.
St. Cloud Public Library, chiller discussion.
Oh.
Why do they call it the chiller?
Because it chills the building. That's what it is. It's a really big air conditioning unit.
That's what I want here. It's kind of
really
a
big air conditioning unit. We have two of them running this building. One failed last year. Winding back to our May discussion. Yeah, there was a question about whether or not this was actually included in the lease language or not. We sat down with City Administrator Matt Staling, Amy and I, last week. And talked it through. We had legal review it, and at best, the language is murky. At worst, the language favors the city's position. We talked about how it was just plain confusing language, so we agreed that we would clean up the language and amend the agreement to make that more understandable going forward. In that discussion, they also let us know that they plan to swap out the lights in the building at no cost to Great River.
Okay.
And they're going to probably start in this room and the circulation workroom as a starting point because they can move them into LED fixtures and they have something worked out with a local contractor that he's invented some type of lighting system that's unique to what they've been using over at the police
department.
And they're
probably getting a grant.
Probably. But, you know, it's free. And it should save us money long-term on the Great River side since we do pay a portion of the electrical bill for this building and there's a lot of lights here. So I am recommending that we pay the full bill for 2023. We have not yet paid our lease payment, even though part of it is reflected in the financials right now. Given that conversation with the understanding that the city is going to amend the agreement, I have a copy of the language if you want to look at that particular paragraph. But
is that in our favor or their favor? Or is it still?
It's in line with what we did with the boilers back in 2017 and they failed. So I guess the question is the chiller infrastructure or is it maintaining the existing system? And I argued that it was infrastructure because it involved a crane to move it in and out of the building. But, you know, I don't know if we have a strong case given the way the lease agreement is written. So I think it would just be better.
There's other places that want a lease to the library.
Yeah? I don't think they'd really want us. Yeah.
So anyway, that's $19,000 change. That
you got it?
$19,015.84.
And that was not budgeted, though, was it?
It was not. So we've already overspent the way that budget line was structured for 2023, partly because that number moves every year based on how much electricity is used. And so prior years cost less when the library was closed for 2020 and 2021. And they've done a lot of changes to other systems, the lighting system being one of them. And then they added solar panels to the building a couple of years ago. So some of that is reflected in how the money's been changing hands. So it's been a tougher line to budget for. But it would be overspent by $19,000.
That comes out of the building maintenance? Is that where it comes
building down? Maintenance line, and it's currently overspent by $28,000, so it would be overspent by $27,900.
What do we have in the maintenance fund?
The fund or the operating line?
We do have that.
We do have a building maintenance fund wanted to tap that fund.
Yeah, because that's why my question is how much is in the building?
How much is
that
left?
That one's at 31.
Pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
That balance is at $31,000.
You could pull it out of there.
What do we use it for otherwise?
That's what it's meant for, is St. Cloud stuff. Mm-hmm. It was set aside when the building was new.
I agree to use that.
Yeah.
Help. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we could do that independent.
So do we put so much money away a year for that? Or
no, we've never done that. It was just a pot of money. I'm not really sure why it was established. It was established when the building was new.
Okay.
Yeah, so there we got a
And we still got $11,000-$12,000 balance.
Yep.
Yep.
So I got a recommendation to take the money from the budget of 30-some thousand, or use some of that, I should say.
Take it out of the building maintenance fund.
Take it out of the building maintenance fund. So Ed's got the recommendation. I need a second.
I'll second it.
Please second it. Any more discussion? All right. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion care. No, motion recommendation. For the
you get your work cut out for you at the regular board meeting, I see.
No. You're going to say these recommendations. You're in charge.
No, I'm just going to say we're going to turn to Randy.
Okay, so anyway.
We got a boatload of recommendations, and Randy will be explaining them.
Next meeting to be determined.
Right, probably won't be till November.
Okay.
Boy, we got 15 minutes to spare.
Nine. We scheduled you to 25, so.
Is that what I'm
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll adjourn at 5:16.